Let's bring in our next guest. No stranger to home openers at Rogers Arena. It's Eddie Lack for Taco Tuesdays. What's up, Eddie?
Well, I've actually never played a home opener. I've been on the bench for plenty, but yeah.
Isn't that the best way to do the home opener, though, is charting the face-offs from the bench?
It's the best seat in the house. You got popcorn. You got, gum if you want it. You got some food in the locker room and intermissions. You know, it's the best way.
All right, Eddie, what's the best home opener food during an intermission? What's the best you've ever had since you haven't played in a home opener?
So when I played, our chef there, I don't want to name any names, but they used to send me down the salmon oshi from Minami, because we always had it after the game, but they used to send me down three pieces just between the second and the third period, and it was just magical, because that was the time that you start to get hungry and a little hangry and grumpy and everything, right? And then Rolly Melanson, my goalie coach, caught me in the act one day, and I had to stop.
You got Minami deliveries during the intermissions? During the periods?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I told you I was big shot.
What was the what is the strangest what is the strangest thing you've eaten between periods?
Strangest thing.
Yeah. Or maybe the most unfitting thing for a hockey game.
What are you most embarrassed about eating?
I mean, sushi is definitely up there. I don't know. Like, sushi's probably the worst. Like, because you got sauce, you spit it on your jersey a little bit. I mean, it gets messy.
Did you ever play in opposing teams' home openers? Like, were those any good? Were those fun to, try to spoil the party?
Yeah. I have played in a few of those, yeah.
Is that the energy of the crowd? Because that's been a big talking point here. The players didn't have, crowds in the stands last year at all. So this is – every player on the Canucks has just been raving about how nice it is just to have fans back in the stands and have that energy to feed off of. Whether it's like the opposing crowd or the home crowd, how much did the energy of the building help you out as a player, if at all?
No, I mean, it's like the home opener is such a special thing, and it's just one of these games that you look forward to entire year, right? It's like your first chance to see the fans after the summer, and like your first chance to score in front of them and everything like that. So yeah, a home opener, it's definitely special. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like that first game of the playoffs as well. So yeah, it's super cool. Where are you guys?
We're at Rogers Arena Sports Bar right now. We're enjoying, the atmosphere of pregame right now, Eddie. We're just missing you, man.
They allow you guys in there?
Yes. Come on. They love us here. What are you talking about?
Only for one day.
We had to bribe the bouncer, to be honest with you.
You're the only one that hates us, Eddie. Other people actually think we're okay.
We said we're with Eddie, and that's why they let us in. It's like you go to a bar, you say you're with a DJ, so we just say we're with Eddie.
Yeah, next time I go to Minami, I'm going to mention Eddie Lack's name, because apparently he gets he got the deliveries. But all right, Eddie, so you talked about home openers there. Seattle's is spoiled by the Canucks. Thatcher Demko's game, in that second period especially, just lights out. What'd you make of his performance in that game on Saturday night?
I just think that's Thatcher, like he is a true top number one goalie right now, and the Canucks will only go as far as he will take him this year, and the way that he started the season, the way that he played last season and everything, they can really go far.
So your first game was a Calgary Flames home opener? Am I remembering that correctly? Was that a home opener? I think so. According to Wikipedia, that was the home opener for Calgary that year. Canucks winning 5-4 in overtime, October 6th. Eddie Lack.
What a barn burner.
You remember it well, eh? Your first game in the NHL.
It's you know what? Day drinking. You don't even remember it anymore.
I remember that I played really good the first two periods, and then we were just down at, I think, 1-0 or 2-1 going into the third. And and then they scored one quick one to go up two goals, and then we came back and went up in the lead, and then they tied it with just a few seconds left before we won in overtime.
Yeah, David Jones scored late to tie it, and then Mike Santorelli scored in overtime.
Oh my God, the Italian. I love Mike. Santo.
Eddie Lack joining us here on the People's Show. So, just in the overall, what do you think of these Canucks so far? You think they're trending towards being a pretty good hockey team?
Yeah. I mean, I told you guys a couple of weeks ago before they went on the road, and I said if they're 500 coming back to Rogers, they're still sitting good. There's no panic, and we're one game above 500, right?
Yep.
So yeah. I'm excited to see what they're going to do on home ice here, and with the support of the People Show, this is going to be exciting.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're the ones that are going to put it over the top. But, you know, and in reality, the player that everybody's been talking about, and I do think is maybe getting a bit too much, is Elias Pettersson. And he himself kind of mentioned today when he was on our radio station this morning with Halford and Brough that he needs to simplify his game a bit more, and that's how he's going to have some success. And, you know, we always see players struggle, and I know, I guess, in the media and the fan base, we talk about it more than the players talk about it, but when you see a star player like Pettersson who's on your team struggle, like, what's the vibe around that? Is it just kind of like, yeah, he'll figure it out? Do you say anything to him, or do you just kind of let it figure itself out?
We had the same discussions last year at this time, right? And I just feel that he had a shortened training camp. He didn't really get a lot of practice in before the season and everything. So I think he's gonna figure it out here. I'm not really nervous about him. He's such a good player, such a smart player, and he's literally been good at every level that he's played at. So. There is a little more pressure now with the new contract and everything, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he scored two tonight.
You're listening to the People's Show. It's Eddie Lack on a Taco Tuesday on a game day. And Eddie, last night in the NHL, Alexander Ovechkin, a couple of more goals. He's climbing up the scoring list. Brett Hall is now four goals ahead of him on that list. I'm assuming, I'll have to look this up, but I'm assuming Ovi scored on you a couple of times in your career. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not correcting you.
All right, so I'll take that as a yes. What's the most difficult part of dealing with his shot? Like, as a goalie, what makes him such a challenge?
You know what? His shot is so hard, but, like, he always hits the freaking net. Like, there's not a lot of times that he missed the net, and I'm sure that I've told you guys this story on the show before, but the first time that I was going to play Ovi, we had like an hour PK meeting with like going over that we're going to put one guy on him and like we're going to play four on three in the rest of the zone and like just like play man to man on him, and he ended up scoring two goals in the first period, I think. So he normally scores from his spot on the power play and everything, but he still moves around a lot and he's hard to keep an eye on. And you just can focus all on Ovi because they have so good other players on that team that you got to respect as well. So yeah, he's just really hard to contain, I guess.
Eddie, you're the best, man. We're enjoying this. We gotta find out the Eddie Lack Minami order that you used to have,
and then we'll Sam and Oshi, boys.
Sam and Oshi.
Sam and Oshi. It's the best sushi in the world. I have yet found anything close to it, and my mouth is just watering now talking about it.
All right, Eddie. Thanks for this. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, boys.